A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello! Happy Thursday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast. With me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Of course, you can check me out on Drive later today from 4 p.m. Anyway, we begin, of course, with reaction to the Europa League final, where Jose Mourinho's Roma lost to Sevilla. Sevilla, no one really knows. The match was live on TalkSport, we know that. Here's all the fallout.
Where's Montiel going this time? He's gone the other way and wins the Europa League for Sevilla. Yet again, they find a way. This is their competition. And they have won it for a seventh time.
And the thing is with Mourinho, we laud him quite rightly for the success he's had. But if you reduce all of these big games to the tiniest of margins, now and again, they're going to go against you. And finally, one of these big showpiece occasions in Europe has gone against him. And I wonder if he'll look back on it. He probably won't, knowing him. But I wonder if he might look back on it and think, could we have pushed harder? Could we have done more with the talent that we had in attack? Because Tammy Abraham had no service. Andrea Belotti came on, had no service. El Shaarawy came on, wasn't given the ball in areas where he could do any damage. So if you're relying on set plays, you know, it can be difficult to break a team down, and they weren't able to do it.
Tonight, a Mourinho masterclass of outhousery and nonsense in this, the never-ending football match. It started last Friday, has only just finished, and after 2.5 hours of football, we had a penalty shootout, 7 for Sevilla, the kings of the Europa League, and Jose disappointed.
Roma, to me, they was like a better, top-modern Stoke City. They were just ugly.
Ugly.
They was ugly. They was getting
it done. I mean,
you
played in that ugly Stoke side.
Oh, yeah. And I saw glimpses of Tony Pulis in that game, especially from Jose. Players going down, standing up, then going back down. Substitutes, the manager, everyone. I think almost every single player got booked on the Roma side.
If you put it all together with the injury time, with the added on time, there was nearly 150 minutes of football.
Well, that's over three halves. They played over three halves of football.
It's just outrageous. Carnage, isn't it? It is carnage. But look, you have to, you know, fair play to Mourinho. He almost got it done. Would you? I kind of miss him in the Premier League.
His entertainment is great entertainment value. His press conference, his comments, what he comes out with, his ego, his arrogance. Yeah, we love all that. And I think we see a bit of Arteta now, but all he does is just runs up and down like an absolute lunatic.
Yeah.
But I think Arteta's got a little bit of style about it, and it's quite funny when he does it.
Yeah. So well, they play good football as well.
Yeah, so definitely would we miss him. We'll miss that character. But his football is a little bit at the minute to be desired. Mm.
Time now to hear from Mark Goldbridge having a pop at Simon Jordan for his comments about Manchester United's Antony and Erik ten Hag.
You've got it right to push the envelope. You haven't got it right to categorise a situation by suggesting that you've been underinvested in. You spent £220 million to buy players in the August window. Mm. Maybe you should have got more from those players. Huge part of it was Antony.
I know, but you get a thing about Antony. You said Arsenal.
Because he's crap.
I'm stunned by it, really. It's so wrong on so many levels. I mean, look, Simon Jordan, you know, just because he's driven a Vauxhall, he thinks he can drive a Ferrari. I mean, Crystal Palace is not Manchester United for a start. And to single Antony out is hilarious. You've got Harry Maguire for £80 million. You've got Jadon Sancho for £75 million. They've had no better season than Antony at all. So I think you're spot on, Laura. It's season one for a player that's adjusting to this country. I think what it goes back to is it's the passport and it's the fact that he did the spin and it's the fact that he's got a bit of flair. And we in this country, some of our pundits just don't like that. You know, that's not the way it's meant to be. But look, we've got an FA Cup final on Saturday afternoon. Martial's not playing now. I'm desperate for Antony to be fit because he's the hardest working winger we've got against a very good City side. So how can he be crap when I would pick him over most of our wingers this weekend?
On now to the acting legend Ray Winston saying the odds for the next goal scorer on the screen now. I know he wasn't saying that. He was saying he'll be missing the Europa Conference League final next week in Prague. They, of course, play Fiorentina. Not Florentina, it's FI, Fiorentina. And it's live on TalkSport. Winston from Sexy Beast said that sadly, not enough West Ham fans will be able to attend. And also went on to say the odds of West Ham win the game are on the screen now.
I was supposed to go. I'm all set to go, and it all went pear-shaped.
I know.
I don't know what's up in the air a little bit at the moment, so whether I go or not is another thing, but I should be watching it. The ridiculous outcome is it's a 20,000-seat stadium for a final in Europe. I mean,
incredible.
From two big countries in football, Italy and England, you know, Florentina and other mugs, you know, and you've got a 20,000-seat stadium. Probably 10,000 of those tickets would probably go to FIFA. Yeah, and you think, well, is this really about, you know, fans and football and celebration? I know probably 20,000 fans would probably go out there and be in one of the parks somewhere, you know, and have a great time. It's a European final in a 20,000-seat stadium.
It's wild, isn't it?
It never ceases to amaze me the decisions that FIFA make, you know?
Now, an illegal streaming gang who offered cut-price subscriptions for Premier League matches to more than 50,000 people have been jailed. Simon Jordan pointed out the reason why so many people are turning to moral means.
It is the players, because the players are the ones that have driven the initiative about wages. They've got their agents on board and they've driven the wages up to a certain level. We've got owners coming in that are prepared to spend more and more money, and around it goes, right? So we're now in a situation where you want to have the audacity to sit here and virtue signal your way to the public by saying, I tell you what, we should all cut the prices. But it's the footballers and the managers and the agents that are taking all the money out of the game, that are creating a situation where the broadcasters have to pay $1.7 billion to get the broadcast rights, and then they have to charge a certain amount of money. Your guns should be pointed at the broadcasters. No. We all know it's behind piracy is organised crime predominantly, and ultimately, as a result, it's only there for one reason, because of the price point. Now, again, tell me, how are you going to square this circle of reducing prices when broadcasters are buying rights at £10 million a game from the Premier League? The Premier League cannot stop this runaway train for guys like you that suck all the money out of the room, whether you're managers or players. And if you dare talk about salary capping, if you dare talk about cost controls, if you dare talk about curtailing agents and the amount of money they rip out of the game, there's all of a sudden this backlash of legal deluge or the expectation that people aren't going to take pay cuts because they damn well wouldn't take it during COVID when there's no money around. If you want a BT subscription to watch as many games as you want to watch, and you want an Amazon subscription to watch as many games as you want to watch, and you want to watch a Sky subscription, right? Then ultimately there's got to be a price point that makes it commercially viable for every aspect. I don't like the price points. I agree entirely that the price of football has become more expensive. But ask yourself the reasons why.
Euro 2022 top scorer Beth Mead has not been included in England's Women's World Cup squad, having not fully recovered from a cruciate ligament injury. England play Haiti in their opening match on the 22nd of July in Australia. That'll be tough. Here's the Lionesses gaffer, Serena Wiegmann, to tell us more.
Try to get that little kid in yourself on the pitch and play, and try to prepare them as good as possible. So what's your task? What's your role in the team? Go out there and go play football.
It's just about touched by a back-pedalling goalkeeper, Mary Earp, and she flaps the ball away brilliantly.
And that's a great delivery. Woman Boy has headed it under the goalkeeper and in. Cleared off the line. Lucy Bronze. Would you believe it? The England defender got back at the last moment to make a vital clearance.
What a strike from Georgia Stanway. From the edge of the area, she blasts England into the lead.
It's turned in from
close range. Laura Coombs with a header. It was a great ball in from Kelly. Lauren James, clinical, rifled, right-footed. There's a proper first England goal. Daly's header. England lead. Rachel Daly on form in the Women's Super League. And just the same in an England shirt.
Now, it's officially the first day of summer.
What, because it's June 1st, you mean?
No, because it's the first test of the summer.
Oh, what, like the 11 plus?
No, I'm talking about the world of cricket.
Thank God for that, I haven't studied.
Anyway, England take on Ireland at Lord's. Here's skipper Ben Stokesy-Stokes discussing new bowling sensation Josh, oh, it's on the tip of... Oh, tongue. Not even funny, is it?
Tongue's been... Someone who's been spoken about sort of, you know, even since he first came on and started playing for Worcester. Someone who possesses, you know, a bit more pace than most of the guys who are sort of being spoken about of being the next guys in line. And he started off pretty well this year with Worcester as well. So having someone who's able to sort of bowl at that extra pace, he can come on and change the sort of, you know, where the game's going and have that X factor is always great to have on your side.
Could he have a big role in the Ashes as well?
I think that's one thing I've learned over the last year is just not to plan too much because you just don't know what's going to happen. You know, all the bowlers who are in contention have been told, you know, you just got to treat, you know, every week and sort of every build-up period to every game like you're going to play because we just don't know what's going to happen.
And how are you? How's your knee? And how much do you think you're going to be able to bowl this summer?
Yeah, look, the knee's obviously in a much better place than what it was in Wellington. I've obviously been in India in the IPL. For the last 9-10 weeks, but what I have done is I've got myself into a position where I'm not able to look back and regret or say that I've not given myself the best opportunity to play a full role with the ball this summer.
I'm presuming it's your intention sitting here now that you're going to play a full part in every test match of the summer, Ben.
Me?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh yeah. Unless I can't walk, I'll be on the field.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And we finish with Jim White and Simon Jordan, settling a charity bet.
Talking about getting things done, something I need to do. Be back in a minute. Carry on.
Simon Jordan has surprised us all. This, if you're watching on YouTube and Facebook, we have no idea what the great man is doing while he's away, and I don't know where he's gone to. Carlton Palmer, what about Sheffield Wednesday getting to the championship?
The moment has come, Jimbo. I'm saying the man doesn't pay his bets.
Father Christmas.
Here's your £1,000 for your lucky bet. Here it is. And the lowest common denominator I could get. All yours. Spend it in slot machines.
Look at that. The desk has gone like that.
That's quality.
You've
salvage.
Actually brought £1,000
in what, pound coins?
No, not pound coins. I tried to get pennies. But the bank manager went, I can't get you 100,000 pennies. Right? I said, what about 5p's? It's 20p's, Jimbo.
He's not wrong. Would you believe that? He's given me. So I had a bet with Simon that Newcastle will finish top six, and it was a £1,000 charity bet. And I've been on at him to bring in the money, and he's brought it in. He's brought it in 20 pences, 5 pence. I do not believe it. Look, Alex, cameraman, look at that.
Well, 50 kilos, Carlton.
Sorry?
50 kilos, that was.
Where did you get this?
I gave my driver a day off, and then I suddenly realised...
What's he doing? Look,
hang on
this.
A second. Am I going to get this in? So I'm lugging it on the boat in a trolley.
I do not believe this.
Jim will probably count it and go, there's £999 and 80p. Yeah, what have you done with the other 20?
It's 20 solid
I'll get to 899 quid and then lose it. Damn it, start again. Simon, well done. I don't think I should be congratulating you perfectly for that, but
don't say I don't pay my bets.
What you paid your bet?
That's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show today from 4 p.m. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts up first in the morning. Do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thank you for listening. Have a good day.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Bubble. Be safe, everyone, be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.